This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Charlton Woodley, the founder of Woodley Foot and Ankle, which specializes in diseases and trauma that affect the feet and ankles, such as bunions, flat foot, traumatic injury, and plantar fasciitis. Dr. Woodley, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, what does Woodley Foot and Ankle do to kick things off today?
Okay, so we are a podiatry group. We deal with manifestations of the foot and ankle, mostly painful issues. We specialize in minimally invasive foot and ankle surgery. In other words, we use small openings in the skin to address foot deformities such as bunions or hammer toes or even flat feet.
And I'm most certain that those locally are most appreciative of what you do in the space. So how does Woodley Foot and Ankle use minimally invasive surgery to help patients heal faster?
Throughout my years of training, we were trained specifically to do open procedures. In other words, we make large incisions to fix deformities such as a bunion or hammer toe. And we would take you to the hospital, and of course it would be under general anesthesia or heavy sedation. And I knew there was there had to be a better way of doing these procedures because of the risks that you have from, of course, the anesthesia or the downtime. A lot of people can't take time off work for months at a time or don't want to undergo, you know, the painful recovery. So minimally invasive surgery just was a natural fit for what we were looking for in my office. So through that small incision, I'm able to use a local injection to numb the area, and through that small incision, I can correct a deformity such as a bunion using a live X-ray called a fluoroscope, and I'm able to actually correct that bunion, which gives you a quicker heal time. In other words, I don't have to make a large incision that takes a while to heal. There's less disruption of the joint, so your body doesn't have to not only fix the bone, but fix the large incision that your traditional doctor would make. We also have a quicker heal time because there's less disruption of the bone and the soft tissue than the regular open procedure.
And thanks for those details, and certainly appreciate your response. So tell us, what are some of the new and cutting-edge technologies that your practice uses?
So, of course, with minimally invasive surgery, we find that, of course, you're going to be on your feet quicker, but we also use lasers, class 4 medical lasers, to actually speed up the healing time. What it does is it will decrease the inflammation that's at the surgical site, which takes some of the pain away. It will increase the range of motion of the, for example, I'm using a bunion in, for an example. It will increase the range of motion of that joint quicker than regular surgery without the adhesions that you get or the scar tissue that you get. So it really speeds up that healing time, less pain, lasers are they're wonderful. Even outside of minimally invasive procedures, we use lasers to treat just regular pain in the heel, something called plantar fasciitis or any tendonitis. Lasers is a wonderful adjunct to any treatment plan when it comes to a surgical practice.
Well, Dr. Woodley, we're certainly appreciative of your taking the time to be with us here today and share some of your expertise with the audience. Today, we are with Dr. Charlton Woodley, the founder of Woodley Foot and Ankle, which specializes in diseases and trauma that affect the feet and ankles, such as bunions, flat foot, traumatic injury, and plantar fasciitis, here on eHealth Radio's Feet Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Woodley, how can patients know that they are a candidate for minimally invasive surgery?
Well, the first thing I would say, minimally invasive surgery, it opens up the patient pool to people who would traditionally not be a candidate for bunion surgery. And the reason why I say that is because, for example, with a person with diabetes in particular, they have a harder time healing than the traditional patient. So what a minimally invasive procedure would allow is, one, I don't need to use a large incision to address their issue, so they'll have a quicker heal time. Two, I don't need to expose you to general anesthesia. Now, sometimes I will give a patient some medication to help calm them, like a Valium, but just the oral Valium. I don't something that they take by mouth. I don't think they need to have the IV therapy. Generally, during the procedures, the patient is reading a book, watching TV, or actually having a conversation with me during the procedure. So it's less stressful. So those people who are afraid of hospitals, this could be done in the office. Those people who are diabetic, well, we have a small incision, a quicker heal time, less chance of infection. So it opens up to people who are, of course, healthy, young, but even a person who is a little bit older has a little bit of medical issues that would generally preclude you from a surgical procedure.
Dr. Woodley, what is some of the feedback that you've received from patients who have undergone minimally invasive surgery? Get into some of those details. Share some of that, if you would.
So the wonderful thing about my procedures is that people who have had traditional procedures, they find me because of word of mouth generally. And they've already had one side done and one side of their foot their right foot done, and they will compare the two surgeries, and they would tell me that, well, I was delaying this procedure because I had so much pain in the first one, or the healing time, or I was in a cast, or so many different variations, when they find me and they get the procedure done, they're surprised of how quick they healed, how quick I have them back in the shoe. I don't have to have them in a cast, or I don't have to, you know, again, do any type of general anesthesia. During the procedure, they actually enjoy their time having a conversation with me while they're getting their foot fixed, and they actually walk out that day. And the contrast from waking up from a surgical procedure, you don't know what happened, you're groggy, you're having a lot of pain, and you can't walk. So there's a huge contrast between the traditional procedures that are done to fix bunions and hammer toes as opposed to what we do at Woodley Foot and Ankle Specialists. I've had positive feedback. Now, I don't want to make it sound like everybody is a candidate. Not everybody's a candidate for minimally invasive foot surgery. Some people do need to have a more extensive procedure, but like I said, the majority of people that come to me are candidates for this procedure, and the feedback that I get after the procedures it's wonderful. It's nice to be able to offer a technique that most docs are not doing, and allowing a person to return back to their normal routine with minimal pain and downtime.
Yeah, the word of mouth certainly does tell the story, and I really appreciate your sharing some of your expertise again with the audience here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion with the listeners today?
Sure. I believe that minimum invasive procedures are going to be, well, the future, you're already seeing it, especially with our orthopedic colleagues who are doing arthroscopic repairs on knees and shoulders, and even our general surgeons who are doing minimally invasive procedures. You're going to see more and more foot and ankle specialists move to this realm of surgery because of its benefits. And, you know, as Americans, we don't have time to be down. We have things to do. We have jobs that we have to go to where, you know, Americans are hardworking people, and they don't want to have pain and take time off work because, well, we have to pay the bills. So that's one of the things that I think you're going to see more in the future is that more and more doctors are going to be offering these procedures.
Dr. Woodley, before you go, where can listeners get further details on your practice, Woodley Foot and Ankle, and how could they also be in contact accordingly?
Sure. Our website's woodleyfootandankle.com, spelled out. W-O-O-D-L-Y. Everybody wants to put an E in my last name, but there is no E. It's just W-O-O-D-L-Y, foot and ankle spelled out, .com. I have offices in Weatherford, Texas, as well as Richland Hills, Texas. I've had people come from Brazil to get this procedure done. So it's we have ways of accommodating people from out of state. I would just say give our office a call. Look us up on the internet and give our office a call, and we will help you.
Again, Dr. Woodley, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And it was more than a pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Charlton Woodley, the founder of Woodley Foot and Ankle, which specializes in diseases and trauma that affect the feet and ankles, such as bunions, flat foot, traumatic injury, and plantar fasciitis. And for further details, visit woodleyfootankle.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.